This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As you head into this week, I just want to ask you a question. How do you keep yourself focused on the things that are really important in life? In my life, I found that my time with God each day is what keeps me focused. If I stop spending time with God and only think about God when I go to church on the weekend or something like that, very quickly, I find that I'm really not thinking about God at all during my days. I'm not praying to Him. I'm not talking to Him. I'm not considering what would be pleasing to Him. And He is the most important thing in my life. So I hope for you that you'll make it your habit to take time with God every single day. Well, we're reading this week in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. And some people have called this chapter the roll call of faith, because it's all about faith. Just listen to what the very first verse of Hebrews chapter 11 tells us. It says, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." Let me just read that again. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, and the conviction of things not seen. Well, we all know what it is to hope for something. We think about what we hope the weather will be like today, or what we hope will happen with our grades or our job. But faith is the assurance of things hoped for. You see, there's a difference between just hoping and hoping with faith. And this is the difference God makes in a person's life. When you know God, and you know God's Word, the Bible, then you can have faith about things that you could only hope for otherwise. You think about your future. You think about what happened to someone you love who has died at a younger age than you would have expected. And you think, I hope death is not the end. Well, when you know God and you've encountered the living Jesus Christ who rose from the dead, that changes your hope into faith when you think about what happens after we die. Faith in prayer makes a big difference too, because without faith, prayer is just hoping out loud, right? It's wishing. But combined with faith, when your prayers are based on what God has said in His Word, what you know about God Himself, then you know that your prayer makes a difference. That when you pray for someone, you are actually becoming a part of the situation that they are in, and that things will be different because you prayed than they would have been if you hadn't. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. I remember when we had moved into our new home and we lived there about a year, we bought that house with a firm conviction in our hearts that God was going to move us into a neighborhood where He wanted us to build relationships with the people around us and to be an encouragement to them, especially in their relationship with God. And we really hadn't gotten to know anyone. We'd lived there almost a year. So we sat down one morning with our kids and we talked about that. And we said, let's pray that just in the normal course of events, God will give us a relationship with our neighbors, and especially those that He has sent us here for, to encourage them in their relationship with Him. Well, we said amen, and most of us were still sitting on the couch, and the doorbell rang first thing in the morning. I thought, who would that be at this time of day? I went to the door. There was one of our neighbors who we had just waved at but had never greeted, and the wife was there at the door, and she said, I'm so sorry to tell you, I didn't realize your ute was parked across the street from my driveway, and I just backed into it. Well, that wasn't the answer to prayer that I had hoped for, but here it was in the normal course of events, God brought us in touch with our neighbor. We ended up having them over for a barbecue that Thursday night and had some very significant conversations around the barbecue. It was an answer to prayer. They were backing into my ute even while we were praying. Well, God doesn't always answer our prayers the way we want, but you can be certain that when you unite faith with prayer, it makes a difference. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.